Hot Business on Hot 102.7 with Jeremy Maggs and MoneyWeb.
Now, every Monday on the program, we examine the journey of an entrepreneur who is shaping an industry or making a real impact. And today, I'm going to bring you a fascinating story of innovation, resilience and sustainability. Our guest is Oscar Fillon, the founder of X Tyre Global. Let me tell you a little bit about it. It's a South African company and it's turning old tyres into new opportunities. With over 35 years of experience in rubber molding and composites, Oscar has built a business that doesn't just recycle but also upcycles, creating a diverse range of products that serve industries from logistics to architecture. But here's my question. What does it take to transform an idea into a thriving global business? How do you scale innovation while staying true to the mission? And I wonder what lessons Oscar has learned along the way. Well, he's going to tell us all of that, I hope. Oscar, good evening to you and a very warm welcome. Let me start with this. I think every entrepreneurial journey starts somewhere. What was the moment or experience for you that sparked the idea for X Tyre Global?
Well, my first real job with a contract was with a company that made doormats out of old tyres. And that was 37 years ago. And as always, in a first job, I only lasted for about 6 months until I thought I could do it better.
Of course.
So I was 20 years old at the time, or 19, and I then went on to my own, and I was still fascinated with rubber and recycled rubber, and have been doing that for 37 years, creating value, the highest value possible out of crumb, because I view it as a resource, not as waste. Mm. And we've been blessed with numerous global awards. We've been nominated for the Earthshot Prize for next year, SA Breweries Innovation Award, yeah, a few international awards, and I just, everything I see, I look at that could be rubber. And we are global leaders. It's always arguable, first or second best innovator in the world. South Africans are innovators. And that's how I view it. And if I may, just drop a few facts in, because it's always good to understand that this year is the first year that the world has gone over 4 billion tyres manufactured. So on an average, late in on end, that would circumnavigate the globe 80 times.
Wow.
And yeah, so, and it's such a resilient resource. So what we've done is I poured my heart and soul into this for many years. In the South African market, because it's so small, we've had to, you know, we've arguably got the largest range in the world. We've got over 200 recycled rubber products. And COVID forced me to go online and go into LinkedIn. And we found out that I was lecturing all over the world and podcasting. And now we have global partners, especially with our new, we made the world's first recycled rubber pallet. Our final patent came through in the end of October. And we've got interest from US military, from Nestle, Komatsu, Dunlop, all over the world.
Wow, it's a real success story. So, Oscar, let's go back to when you were 19 or 20. You're a young man. You're bulletproof. You've got the world at your feet. You've decided to go out and start on your own. Tell us about some of the earlier difficulties that you faced in getting the business off the ground and how you overcame them.
So, one of the first difficulties is that when you're 19 and you look 16, a small man,
yep,
not anymore, is that big companies like Edgar's, I did my first patent when I was 20. It cost me almost as much as my first house. And I don't come from a wealthy background, so I'd made my own money. And I'll give you a great example. I got the Fashini account, the old days Fashini Lefik Group, and I tried to trade in my Ford Sierra for a bucky, and you couldn't sell a Ford for anything.
Yeah.
So I took an angle grinder and cut the roof off behind the doors and mounted these 6-meter doormats, and off I went to deliver and install for Fashini's and BP and, yeah, the likes. So, and then you can't get any finance because you are an entrepreneur. So that did make life very difficult in the old days. And my son has got his own business now. He does all the rubber playgrounds, bound safety flooring, and was an offshoot from X Tire. And he's got the same difficulties. You can buy a car, but you can't rent because, yeah. And they say you don't have a fixed income.
And that's a problem that so many entrepreneurs on this program have told me in the past. It's a real issue. What I'm also interested in, Oscar, is your relationship with risk. It seems to me that the entrepreneurs I speak to have got a healthy respect for it, but are not afraid to jump into the deep end. Does that apply to you as well?
I'm not risk averse. My saying is up on my wall, which is a steady pace, bold moves. And you've got to believe that you're better than, you've got to believe that you're equal to anybody else in the world. South Africans are great businessmen and are great thinkers, entrepreneurs, and very practical.
Many founders of businesses, Oscar, I think struggle with balancing innovation on the one hand and business growth on the other. So now that you have a mature global operation, how do you constantly ensure that X-Tire stays ahead while also ahead of innovation while also remaining commercially viable? It's a constant balancing act, I imagine.
It absolutely is. You know, this morning I've met with the engineers, I've met with my draftsman or rendering artist, and I constantly am innovating. But you wouldn't have survived this long being an entrepreneur if you didn't have discipline. And you have to have the passion and then run some numbers. And if it's not going to work, you have to cut it. And I always say I won't spend more than 20% of my time on innovation, or else you lose sight of running your business. And I've made that mistake. I've fallen over so many times.
And now, Oscar, that the business is a little mature, as I say, you've established a global footprint. Are you in a position now where you're starting to think about slowing down, or are you, like so many entrepreneurs I've spoken to, simply driven by the next challenge, whatever that challenge is?
I get out of bed every day excited, still, at 57, thinking about rubber and what I've got to do for the day. My wife, who's been very corporate her whole life, she just is just amazed by this. And you do, because if you got a clear focus every week, these are my five key focus points every week, and you get up, you're excited because you know what you're going to do. You know that you've got some fun, as in innovation, and you got some work and refinement. I'll never retire. It's just too much fun. I talk rubber all day, every day. People phone me from all over the world. They email me from all over the world. They LinkedIn me, and I just want to. You got to think big. The pellets. Just to go back to these recycled rubber pellets, the first in the world, South African, and every one pellet we sell versus a wooden pallet means that at 700 square meters of deforestation and new biodiversity, that's solved. And that is, for me, is a challenge and is fantastic.
And that sustainability debate these days, Oscar, is so absolutely vital. Let me also say this to you as we come to the end of this conversation. It is not every single 57-year-old man that I've met who wakes up every morning, Oscar, and thinks of rubber. So thank you very much indeed for talking to me. Good luck. He is the founder and the leader of X Tire Global. Fascinating conversation. Oscar, thank you very much indeed.
Business on Heart 1027 with MoneyWeb.